with all of the terrorism threats and everything happening, Brussels can use all of the positive PR it can get right now. My name is Allison Cornford Matheson, and I am the author of The Foodie Guide to Brussels. I could talk about food and restaurants all day. I guess I kind of wrote the book that I would have wanted when I first moved to Belgium 11 years ago, but also so tourists aren't going to these same five places that have been listed in the guidebooks for the past 20 years and are irrelevant and not that good. One of the big things for me that makes Belgium so special is the food scene. And nobody talks about Belgium as a foodie destination. I mean, people that live there know, but people outside of Belgium really have no idea. We have more Michelin-starred restaurants per capita than anywhere else. But when you think of Michelin restaurants, you think of France. You think of, you know, anywhere but little Belgium. Because I'm from Canada, I'm used to having this difficulty of defining what is Canadian cuisine, and I think it's a bit the same with Belgium. It's a little bit of everything combined, and I think, at least on the food scene, Belgium has taken the best influences of the countries around it and the countries who have come through it and even invaded it and made something uniquely Belgian. I certainly think the international scene in terms of Brussels restaurants has exploded in the past few years. I mean, when we first arrived, you couldn't find a decent hamburger to save your life. You know, sushi was crazy expensive. One of my favorites, I never see it mentioned in tourist guides or magazine articles or that type of thing. It's L'Idiot du Village. It's one of those typical Belgian restaurants. It's not open on weekends. They're only open late in the evening. You have to make reservations because it's always packed. The menu is kind of handwritten on a sheet of loose leaf that they give you when you sit down. So it changes every day depending on what they get. The food is very Belgian. It's always fresh. It's always seasonal. And the decor is just quirky and bizarre. And the staff is lovely. That's one of my go-to for people who are looking for a real Belgian experience.